burst.
We have burst. Saw burst. Cool burst too. Student saw it.
Burst from the ground station, the visual, N0LP.
First, WZ0G1856.
Really cool thing is the students got to see it in Q0R.
Add 101,178 feet. What'd you have, Nick?
That's it. Got a burn on the balloon, Marty. We've cut the balloon away. N0LP.
Thanks for doing that. WA0G. 0KKZ, we're ready for your prediction when you're ready.
Okay, I need one more packet. I'll have it.
Didn't get that last packet, N0LP. A lot of change in the signal strength. We had a little chaos up there, N0LP.
Have a lot of chaos on the beacon also, WH0GH.
Got your new touchdown.
Go ahead.
26.4, 30.3. 26.4, 30.3.
Thank you, Rick. On the intro,
GH. Hey, Rick, can you lat long that for us neophytes without drift? If so, could you repeat it?
Work that out in degrees and minutes, Randy, and there was a double.
Go ahead.
Rick, I'm sorry, I might have been the double. Was that a new prediction, and if so, could you repeat it?
Yep, the new prediction is 26.4, 30.3.
Okay.
This is USS Ground Station. We got two packets without any lat longer altitude in it. Mike tells me there's a good chance that the payload is broken lock with GPS and we may need a minute. N0LP.
Alpha copy. N0LP,
I got you. N0LP, KC0LML, that's a firm. I've had two packets without data.
Thank you very much. It's Mike, right? N0LP?
That's affirmative, KC0LNO.
Thanks, Mike. N0LP.
W0GH, N0KKZ, permission to go to NQ0R.
Go ahead.
You're lat long, you ready? 29 degrees, 22.954 minutes. By 104 degrees, 19.344 minutes.
Copy, thank you.
0KKZ.
This is Hotel.
It looks like you've lost your GPS.
We concur. I think that's exactly what happened. We're not getting any good reports out of it. N0LP. Thank you.
Go
I thought going down to Highway 86 and across Highway 86. Are you agreeing with me? Okay, N0, end deal.
Station Echo, this is Alpha.
That's me.
Indeed. Station Echo, this is Alpha. I'd like to have you spin around and head back west. Take road 154, the road that you are on, and that should intersect with a road 101. Take 101 south, and that should turn into a road 150. Continue west on 150, about 3 miles, and hold up there.
Okay, copy that, 10-0 for you.
Thank you, Dan. Station Charlie, this is Alpha.
This is Charlie, go ahead.
Charlie, you're planned to go west on 166. Take 166 west to road 101 and hold up there.
Roger, will do. K0JLZ.
Road 101 is a high ridge road. It's a beautiful road and should even give you a visual of the landing if you have binoculars. Station Bravo, we understand that we've lost our DF capabilities for GPS. And Station Bravo, I'd like to have all three of you stations take bearings when we call for them. Station Bravo, this is Alpha.
Alpha, this is Bravo, go ahead.
Yeah, Chris, can you go north to road 154 and west on road 154 to road 101 and hold up on road 101?
Somebody calling NDM.
Could you say that first one again?
Yes, sir. Go north on 125 to road 154. Go west on 154 and take it to road 101. It's a north-south road. Hold up at 154 and 101.
Copy that. Will do. Give you zero wires.
Okay, very good. That'll put you on a high ridge. We're going to take some bearings here in a little bit. And we know that we've lost GPS, so bearings will be coming up in about 10 minutes. WA0GH.
Delta.
Station Delta, Ann, how are you? Let me get you picked up here. You're 38.33 roughly. 38.33. And let me take care of you here. Hang on. Station Delta, you can, if you will, go north on 125 to 154 and west on 154.
I copy and then go as far as 101 or just stay on 154?
Go as far as 101 and then head south on 101 for about 2 miles.
Okay, 2 miles south on 101, K0ANN.
Very good, thank you. We're going with Rick's prediction here, and it's a 26.30, so that's what we're looking for in that area, in that grid, WA0GH.
Estimated altitude 50,000 feet, M0KKZ.
Rick, if you don't mind spitting those out often, we appreciate it. 50,000 is quite a drop. NQ0R, this is WA0GH.
NQ0R.
Roger. Randy, you're moving with Larry, is that correct?
Affirmative. I'm bringing up the rear of the gravy train here.
Okay, very good. You guys have an idea where to go, is that correct?
Plotted and marked.
Okay, we'll see you out there. AT0AK, are you on the move?
Is that's a negative right now. I'm trying to get that predict landing site punched into my GPS, and I'll probably proceed that way. If anybody's got real field expedient method to repair a coax, let me know. I'll stop by, and I can get my DF thing fixed and get some bearings, but otherwise I won't be able to do any radio DFing.
Okay, very good. No yanking when you're putting stuff back in the car there. If you want, I'm sure Nick can give you a GPS location for that predicted touchdown. Or actually, Rick can do that. N0KKZ, do you have a GPS for that?
Yes, he did. He already passed it. I'm just fiddling with the buttons here, Marty.
Okay, you got the buttons. W0GH. Okay, most of our stations are on the move. We're going to take a bearing in about 10 minutes. Rick, if you'll keep popping the altitudes out there, we'd appreciate it.
About 45,000 right now, N0KKZ.
Oh, good. The wind is, parachutes are taking hold. Thank you, W0GH.
In 10 minutes, it'll be at 25,000, N0KKZ.
10 minutes, so that'll be, everybody ought to be in their location, so that, that'll work out. W0GH. Thanks, Rick.
Side note, the signals are rock steady, which should indicate a good parachute, so a nominal descent rate, M0KKZ.
Thanks, Rick. We're noticing that, too. That's a beautiful thing. W0GH. Tracking stations, please advise when you get into position, and we're going to try to take bearings in about 8 minutes. W0GH.
Made it altitude 41,000.
Okay, KKZ. KKZ station golf. Bell rather.
That's your hotel, but go ahead.
Station Hotel 8. Just want to confirm that predicted lat long of the landing is at 39 degrees 22.954, 104 degrees 19.344. Is that correct?
It's a good read back.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to confirm that. 820AK.
0KKZ.
N0KKZ, N0LP.
0KKZ.
Rick, can you give us some idea where you think the balloon would be with respect to Falcon at like 15 past the hour, 14 past the hour? We've got it went a lot further west, but we kind of don't have the right tools out here to try to do a predict at 14 past.
Okay, yeah, I can do that, just a second. I can give you a branch and bearing from a VOR.
Be perfect, sir. Falcon VOR, please.
132 degrees magnetic, 22 nautical miles from Falcon.
32 at 22 nautical. Thank you. Perfect.
Okay, well, I didn't hear the 100 part. 132 degrees magnetic, 22 nautical miles, altitude 31,000 feet at that time.
Okay, 31,000 feet, 132 degrees at, and now I forgot the mileage, sorry.
22 nautical miles.
22 nautical miles at 14 past the hour. Thanks, Rick. N0LP.
W0GEH, to all trackers, what we're attempting to do here is not let those pass over our heads on 101. So that's why we're kind of holding up on 101. WA0GEH.
Where are you
Station Echo. Can you give me approximate grid location where you wanted me?
Hey, Dan, when you got on East-West Road, we wanted you about 6 or 7 miles out. And that should put you in line with the predicted touchdown, which was the x-axis of 26. I think that's about what we wanted you. I'm driving now, so I think that's about it.
26 on the grid, okay. I'm not exactly sure. My map's not updating, so I'm not exactly sure where I am. 10-0 PUF.
Okay, Dan. From when the thing went back west again and you got on whatever road that was, I think it was 96 or something like that. On that road, that's going to have you travel about 6 or 7 miles.
Okay, I think I know where I am now. 10-0 PUF.
Okay, Dan, good. And if we can get in a bearing, Rick will advise us when we get underneath 30,000 feet, and then we'll kind of get settled in to take a bearing.
31,000 right now, 0 KKZ.
Thanks, Rick. Okay, tracking recovery team, we're guessing we should be around 26,000, 27,000 feet here, and let's be prepared to take a bearing here in about 1 minute. So if you get landed someplace, figure out your grid locations, and look for a bearing count for me, WA0GH.
Can you do grid conversion for me, please?
Very good. Rick, can you help with the grid coordination or grid conversion?
Need a copy.
I drove straight down the road, so the only thing I need is my latitude. It's currently 39 degrees, 20.9 minutes.
And I need your longitude, too.
103 degrees, 57.3 minutes.
And bye. Mark your 46,28.
Thank you very much. Hey, Marty, I'm in business here. I'm taking bearings.
Man, do you have the capability to take bearings?
In fact, I'll take one on this next run.
Okay, let the other traffic go by. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Rick, can you work us up a predict off Falcon at 24,000 feet time and a bearing from Falcon over?
Yes, I can. At approximately 20 minutes after the hour, it'll be at 132 degrees magnetic, 23 nautical miles. Essentially, the balloon's flying outbound on the 132 degree radial.
Roger. So at 24,000 feet at 0920, off the Falcon 132 at 23 miles.
Got it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll take a bearing in 10 seconds. This is Alpha, WA0GH, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take your 920 bearing at this time. Mark. Please hold your bearing until I get landed here, WA0GH.
K0JLZ, what if you could turn your beacon off for about 5 minutes to see if we could try to get out the balloon. Your packets are coming out right on top of the balloon for us, so about 5 minutes, Jim, we'd appreciate it. N0LP.
say turn them off again in Q0R.
K0JLZ, did you copy that packet request?
KKZ, would you please repeat?
Current altitude is estimated to be 23,500 feet.
Thank you, Rick. 922. W0GGH. Station Bravo, when you're ready with your bearing, go ahead.
Should get visuals, so after you take a bearing, grab the binoculars and see if you got a visual. WA0GH. Station Bravo, when you're ready.
Can you give an estimate for 12,000 feet, please? We're in kind of close. The TRACOM's watching us close.
At 12,000 feet, the balloon should be at 130. It's going to just fly straight down the tube at 132 magnetic. At that time, it'll be 24 nautical miles from Falcon.
What time will that happen, sir?
35 minutes after birth, that would be 29 minutes after the hour.
Okay, at 29 past the hour, the balloon will be at 12,000 feet at the Falcon 132 at 24 miles.
Affirmative, and it's going to stay on 132 the whole time, and it's going to drift back to the north. It's going to reverse directions, and it's basically going to be 24 nautical miles for the rest of the flight at 132.
Okay, roger, ends are open. Thank you.
Station Bravo with your bearing when you're ready.
Okay, Station Bravo, 32.7, 33.1, at 265 true.
Thank you for that. Station Charlie with your bearing. Jim, I'll come back. Yeah, I know that you had a little delay there. Station Delta with your bearing.
33.31.25.266.
Thank you, Ann. Station Echo with your bearing.
Station Echo, 30.1.32.276 degrees true and 0 PUF.
Very good, thank you. Station Foxtrot, do you have a bearing? Nothing heard. Station Charlie with your bearing one more time. I'll come back. Station Hotel with a bearing.
Position 46,28, bearing 275 true.
Thanks for doing that, Mark. Station Charlie, do you have a bearing?
Golf has a bearing.
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, on that last mark that you gave, from location 45.3, 25, 300 degrees true. N0, NDM.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. WA0GGH.
Predicted locations at that time?
Go ahead, do you have that?
Seems like it's pretty good. 26.5, 26.5, 30.5.
Very good. I have a mark there. That looks like your original prediction there. Well, actually, that's where we're going. Very good. If it just drops down there, we'll be in good shape. We have very little wind out here.
So ground station.
Go ahead.
Marty, you want me to crank up the DF program?
That'll be okay. I don't think we'll be able to run it. These guys are pretty hot on the move. Yeah, wait a minute. We got 1, 2, 3. We got 5 bearings, 6 bearings here. Yes, please.
Yep, Charlie is here.
Zero feet.
Charlie, go ahead. Charlie, with your bearing?
Okay, we are at 32.7, 34.6. Bearing is what? 270 degrees true, K0JLZ.
Hey everybody, these things are tending to be a little still west of us, and that's anticipated. Dan, yours is still west of you. I expect it to swing to the north of you here in the next bearing. We're going to take another bearing here in 2 minutes, and by that time, Nick may have the program cranked up here for us. It's WA0GEH.
WA0GEHK0AI.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Any suggestions on north-south road to bring the students up?
You're looking for a north-south road? Hang on here a minute. I'm going to get a better map.
Okay, we're on 86 now, about halfway between I-70 and Kiowa.
Okay, has visual.
Delta, hold that visual. Good. Thank you. WA0GH.
Okay, Marty, I need to know the trackers, please.
Okay, hang on a minute. North-south road 125. Let me see if there's a better north-south road for you. North-south road 93 to 122 and 122 north to, excuse me, road 122 east to road 99 north to road 150 west on 150. You got that?
North on 96 to 122 east on 122 to 99 north to 150 west.
Very good. That's north of 86, right?
That's affirmative.
Okay, very good. Go ahead, Nick. What do you need?
Zero away, man.
Bearings, I'll try to get you something.
Okay. Do you need trackers and who they are?
No, just tell me the, give me their, the whole thing, call and tactical and then their position stuff and I'll crank it all at once.
1,000 feet, and 0KKZ.
Dude, Rick.
Okay, let me grab you on that. We've got traffic here for about 1 minute here, and copy real fast there, Nick, if you will. We're about to take a bearing here. KB0YRZ is Bravo. And he is at 32.33. K0JLZ, Charlie, 33.34. K0ANN, Delta, 33.31. How copy so far?
Oh, go ahead.
N0PUF, Echo. 30.32. NQ0R, Foxtrot, no location. N0NDM, Golf, 45.25. He may change. AC0AK, hotel, 46.28. He may change. Copy, okay?
Okay, you want to give me some bearings or you just want me to listen this time?
Listen up, and here we go. Take a 931 bearing in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. N0KKZ, what's our altitude?
3600 feet.
Again?
9,600 feet.
Okay, all trackers, stay fast where you're at. We'll look for visuals. Way to go, Ann. And YRZ, when you have a bearing, lay it out there.
Okay, station Bravo, 32.7, 33.1.
Enemy 255, true. Okay, thank you. Station Charlie. Pass on station Charlie, we'll be back. Station Delta. Zero ANN, station Delta.
33.31.25 to 66 again. When we had that visual before, we had 303.
Your visual was 303, but your RSDF is 266, is that correct?
Yes, but we lost visual now. It went towards the mountains from us.
Okay, thank you. Station Echo, go ahead.
Station Echo, low degree of confidence at 24.5, 31.879 degrees true, N0BUS.
Understand, low confidence. Station Foxtrot, do you have a bearing? Good. Station Golf, do you have a bearing?
Station Golf, high degree of confidence from a new location, 38.7, 38.7, 23, the 306 degrees true, N0, NDM.
Thank you for that, Larry. Station Hotel.
New location, I don't have it converted yet, Marty, sorry, but my bearing is 285.
Did you go south?
South and west.
Understand, thank you. And then Station India, were you able to run that?
I got to enter it in now.
Wait one, I got Charlie here. Charlie, go ahead.
Oh, roger. Thanks. Sorry I was late. 32.7, 34.6. Bearing 237 degrees true. K0JLZ.
Thank you for that, Nick. Let me know when you get a run.
Roger.
Rick, your altitude?
All I can give you now is 8,500 feet. It's a little lower than 8,500 feet, and that's it until the ground. The ground should come up at 42.6. 36 minutes after the hour. About 3 minutes.
Thank you, Rick. Just keep guessing. That's the best we can do. Guys, try to make a visual here. We're going to do an LOS bearing here in about 1 minute. We're going to try to get LOS. So get your best shot out there. Remember, we have no APRS on this, okay? So LOS is going to be really important here. So let's get your LOS bearings and report them in when you get them. WA0GH should be on the deck in 3 minutes. Get your binocs out and see if you can see it. WA0GH.
Hey, Nick, can I give you a lat long?
Hold on 1 second.
degrees, 16.4 minutes north, 104 degrees, 0.0.
point, excuse me, 104 degrees, 1 minute west. Goodbye.
Mark, you're at 42.423, over.
But I'm going to take my LOS bearing.
Get ready to your LOS bearing. Get ready, get ready. WA0GEH, 1.5 minutes to deck time. Getting close to being on the deck, getting close, not on the deck yet, WA0GEH. All tracking stations, please advise when you have LOS. Reminder, get your binoculars out and look up and down the direction of your beam.
WA0GEH, I'm 0KKZ.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Just getting LOS right now. So it's usually around 9,000 feet altitude from my GTH to that neck of the woods. So it's coming down a little slower than we expected.
Okay, I understand. That would bring us a little further east, is that correct?
Oh, the track is predicted to go towards the southeast and then a button hook around to the northeast. To the northwest. So I wouldn't really change the prediction too much. Just, you know, go with your tracking, guys.
Okay, Rick, thanks. WA0GEH. Rick has LOS. We're getting close to being on the ground. We're getting noisy here. WA0GEH.
Station Bravo has LOS.
Alpha has LOS at 941.
Bravo has LOS.